Good morning, Robert. How are you going?
I'm well. Are you a little sad today?
A little sad, that's right, yes. It was the last episode last night, and we got together and watched it and had a few drinks, and it's a weird feeling.
Yeah. Look, when did it start? When did the show start?
Oh, goodness me, 7 years ago, so I'm not so good on the maths. So when was that?
Oh, look, I don't know. What are we, 2004, 2005, something like that?
Yeah, around about then. That would be right, yeah. And, it's gone so quickly, really quickly, but it's all done now, and it's lovely to wind up and it be on a positive note. You know what it's like in this industry. You tend to get sacked before and we didn't get sacked, and it was lovely. It's a bit of a luxury and an honour. You know, we got to go out when we felt it was right, and really happy about that.
Have you had any big offers from the commercial channels to say, hey, don't give it away?
Not at all. If only. No.
Those two guys you work with, tell me about them.
Oh, they are, look, it's just been such an honour to work with them. And currently we're on the live tour as well. We're sort of going around the country. As you know, we're coming to Canberra and doing some live shows as well. So we're still working together, but it's just been such an honour to work with them. And, you know, we genuinely kind of like each other, which I think is rare in a lot of TV shows. I think for a lot of other shows, maybe it's a bit of an act, or, you know, they don't like each other as much. But we actually, I think, and that was the beauty of the show. We all got along really well and really like each other, and we're having a ball hanging out on tour, I must say. It's it's been lots of fun. Very tired, obviously, because we're having lots of extracurricular fun, but it's great.
Well, we're looking forward to you coming to Canberra early December. I'll get to that later, but take us behind the scenes of the show. Bad guests. Have you had any guests on there that you think, oh, gee, I wish they hadn't come on the show?
Well, no, not really, actually. We were quite lucky because most people came on, and even if they were, say, from overseas and they didn't really know about the show, they got into the spirit of it, which was really lovely. Like, in particular, the English comedians, they'd go on a TV show over there called Nevermind the Buzzcocks, where they would just get absolutely attacked by their fellow panellists. And they'd come on the show thinking it was going to be a bit like that. And after a while, they'd relax into it and then actually start to enjoy it. And they go, hey, you guys are really nice. So I think that was good too. It meant we didn't get too many people who were kind of rude. They felt like it was a safe environment.
Yeah, yeah. What about favourite guests? Have you got any that you can rattle off the top of your head?
Way too many. All my 80s idols, I think, they would have to be, you know, my favourites. Just because if I could have told my 13-year-old self, I'd be sitting next to, I don't know, Brian Mannix from the Uncanny X-Men, or Paul Gray from Wawani. Like, it was like a 13-year-old dream come true 30 years later.
All right. Well, you're going to finish the Spicks and Spectacular live show soon, I'm guessing. What do you do after that?
Well, I've got a six-part documentary series coming up on the ABC next year, and that's looking at a lot of stuff that I grew up with, a lot of the popular stuff, the popular arts that maybe we thought wasn't very good at the time, or particularly, of high quality, and looking at it again and going, well, maybe the reason why we loved it, because there is some value in it. So it's very nostalgic, looking back at a lot of the music and the fashion and the food and things like that of my childhood. So I'm doing that. But aside from that, no idea. I don't know.
I'm sure there's plenty of things on the horizon for you. You're in Canberra for four nights, is it? For four shows?
It's something like that. It's going crazy.
From
Canberra,
yeah.
Canberra have just embraced us. We came there a couple of years ago and we had an absolute ball, and I think maybe hopefully people remember that tour and know how much fun we had, and really looking forward to coming back. Canberra's a great town for us.
And you love music, don't you? That's the underlying thing about this. You do love music.
Yeah, I do. I absolutely do. You know, I grew up with three older brothers, and I was probably force-fed it. So I didn't get a choice back then. But thankfully, I look back now and go, my goodness, thank you for that happening, because I can't imagine I'd be doing what I do if I didn't grow up that way. And it's been ingrained in me, so yes, I do.
I grew up with four older brothers, so same sort of thing. I had it sort of belted into me, you know.
yes, absolutely. Kind of had no choice, really, and I think that's why I started watching Countdown from a really early age and really kind of obsessing over music. So yeah, it's helped me. Who knew?
And the reason I mention it is because I thought you might like to sing a little bit of this to me.